Praise the Lord. Message number 21. The title of the message, Seek the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. The Word of God tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks the door will be opened. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time and use it mightily for your glory. Anoint my lips and put words and raise the message in the way that you want it to be. And take the message to reach your people who are waiting, Lord, to hear your word and ready to do your will. Captivate the heart of the people and prepare them, O God, that your message and your word will bring glory to you and a fruitful life in the life of your disciple. We thank you, Jesus. We pray that many people will start to seek you more and draw near to you. Lord, let the Holy Spirit work mightily, O God, and let the purpose that you send the message for shall be achieved. This is all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Here there are three words as an introduction to the message. The word ask, the word knock the door, and the word seek. When you ask, you will get the answer either yes or no, or other answer. And when you knock, the door will be open to you. Either it will be open or either will be not. But the word seek here, it needs an effort from you more than ask and knock. You need to search. You need to find out. For example, you want to go and buy a certain piece of cloth for you. In your mind, there are certain description of criteria of what you want to buy. Like, you want to buy a shirt. You want a certain color, certain size, certain model, certain fashion. You may go from shop, they have the size of yours, but they don't have the color. They have the color and the size, other shop, but they don't have the model. The third shop, they have the size and the color and the model, but your budget is not enough to buy it. So you are looking for, you are searching, you are seeking, because you trust that you will find. And here, the message, to seek the Lord. Many Christians, they are only in this process of asking the Lord and knocking the door. But God wanted to progress more, to seek God. Every stage in your life, there's certain growth. And when you reach a certain level of growth, God is going to challenge you to seek Him more, to draw to Him more and more. In Psalm 27, verse 4, David said, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. So he asked and he's seeking, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He want to be in the house of God all the days of his life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Why he want to be in the house of God, in the Lord, in the house of the Lord? Not that he does not have a house, but he want to be near God. And why he want to be near God? He want to be near God to receive a protection from the Lord And also to gaze upon the beauty of God, the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him, to draw near to Him, to know Him. Seeking God is a process, not one day or 2 days, or 1 month or 2 years or 3 years. It's the whole day, the whole life span on earth. We spend, and finally we realize we are living to seek and search more of the Lord in our life. Seeking the Lord is an initiative from you. It is a hard process, and it needs an effort from our side to draw near to God. Suppose somebody will tell you that in the house that you are living there is a treasure, and this treasure is hidden. You will get it if you search for it and find it. It will be yours. So how you are going to search your house for that treasure? You will look in every room. You will look in every corner. And if you will not find, you will dig the ground. You will break the walls until you find that treasure. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for us today to seek more of God in our life. Psalm 27 verse 8 say, "My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." Now here, the meaning to seek the face of God, when you look to the face of someone, or by the way, have you seen someone drawing a face of a man or woman? He will look to the details. He looked to the description and expression of that man or woman's face. To seek God, to seek the face of God, is to know more details about God, to read more of His Word. And as you apply, God will reveal to you more secrets and hidden treasures of His goodness. To seek God is to search in the scripture. What is God's plan? What is God's will? To seek God's face is to fulfill scriptures, to obey the Lord so that He will reveal to you more details that you need in your life so that you will follow God and so that your life will be fruitful and easy. There are two kinds of Christian. The first kind of Christian who seek the hand of God. They pray, they ask, they knock the door only for material things. But there are other type of Christians who does not matter, who don't care about what God would give them. But they care that God is happy with them. To seek the face of God, like when you are speaking with someone, you are looking to his face continuously to see his response. If that person gets upset, you will get sad. Why he is upset with me? And if he is happy with you, you will continue and get encouraged. So here to seek God's face is to seek to please God. At the end of the day, what is matter, not what how much we get out of it, but how much God is happy with us. God is the Father. He is our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Suppose you meet one man who is a father of few children. You ask him about his first son, and he expresses that he's so happy. And he will tell you about all the good things of his elder son. But then you shift and you ask, how was the youngest one? And then you look to his face and he's sad. He's a frown. He's upset because his youngest son is not doing well with him. And the father is not happy with that child. Now, this father, he loved both of his children, the eldest and the youngest. He gives them equally. But he is pleased with the elder one, but upset and sad with the youngest one. And now hear the message of the Lord. God may give you what you ask, and God may give you a lot of things, but still God could be upset with you. God still could be upset with you, but still he can give you. So do you prefer that God is giving you, but he is upset because you are not repenting? Or you prefer that even if I don't receive, as long as God is happy with me, is he pleased with me, that is my aim. And this is what I seek, seeking the face of God. From this day on, as a Christian, don't seek how much you get out of it. You seek how much to please God. Seek the face of the Lord. You know when Peter, he was looking to Jesus, when he denied the Lord, and the Lord looked straight in his eyes, he saw the face of God, and he went from there, and he wept bitterly, the Bible say. He started to seek God from that moment. And here today, God is looking to you. Look to his face, please. Don't look to his hand. Stop this bad attitude. Look to the face of God. See if God is happy with you. You rejoice. And see if the Lord upset with you. You repent and turn to him and do what is right and just. Psalm 34, verse 4 and verse 5. Why we seek the Lord? I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. We seek the Lord. We do his will. When he is at peace with us, he will fill us with the Holy Spirit and we are full of joy. All the fear will go away. He delivers us from the fears. He delivers us from bondage. Seeking the Lord is deliverance from fear and bondages. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Those who seek God and look to his face, those who seek the face of the Lord, they are victorious. And as we seek the face of the Lord, we draw near to him, we will be victorious. And he says he is happy with us. Our trust and our faith in him will be built up, and you will never be put to shame. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7. Say, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. As long as it is today, start to seek him. Because God does not want you to seek him while still near, while it is late. As long as it is today, you seek the Lord. As long as it is early and there is chance to repent, you seek the Lord from now on. You draw near to him. Call on him when he is near. He is near, he is not far away. But the Lord of God tell us, it is still early. Don't be late in repentance. God is patient with you. He wants you to repent. So repent quickly. And draw near to God. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. When we start to seek the Lord, look to his face and seek his face, the Lord will show you, will show us our sins. The first things When we start to seek the Lord will show us our sin. He say, let the wicked forsake his ways. God will show us the wicked ways. God will show you the wrong things, the wicked things that you are doing. And he will lead you to repentance. And the evil man, his source, the Lord will search your heart and your mind, and he will show you the bad thoughts that he does not want you to think. God want you to think with good thoughts, praiseworthy thoughts, noble thoughts, honorable thoughts, peaceful thoughts, holy thoughts. God want you to have the mind of Christ. Seeking the Lord is to live in the grace of God and with the goodness of the Lord. You know, in book of Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, and we will read to verse 14. The Lord say in verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. God had a good plan. I always, when I see or meet certain people and I hear the Holy Spirit that I need to speak to them and tell them about the Lord, the first things I will open my mouth and I will say, God has a great plan for you. And that's true. God has a great plan for each and every one. Plans to prosper. Plans to give hope in the future. Plans not to harm the person. But these are plans, God knows. But that person, or maybe you, does not know. What you need to do? Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. He said you will come and draw near and call upon me and pray. And that's what you need to do. And God will listen. God will listen to your prayer. But still there's one thing, that you don't know the plan of God. So what you need to do in order for you to receive the plan of God? Because the plan of God is very important. The plan of God is the future of your life. What is the next step? What is the next stage? What is the thing that God wants you to do in your life? But how you would do if you don't know to see God is to know the plans of God. Then you will know what God wants you to do and what God wants you to be. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now hear the important step. Prayer, calling upon God, and coming to God will not disclose to you the plan of God. But when you seek God, and how you will seek, you will seek him with all your heart. You will find him. And when you find him, you will find the plans of the Lord. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I'll be found by you, declares the Lord. You will find the treasure. You will find the plan of God as you seek him. And what is the fruit? And it will bring you back from captivity. It will bring you out of bondages. I will gather you from all the nations and the places where I have banish you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Now, when we read this one in the sense of the New Testament and the Holy Spirit explaining, that does not mean that God will bring you back to your motherland or country. But we have a certain places that the Lord had ordained for us to be. And because of sin, we are fallen from that places. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Saying, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Now, when we receive Christ, the place that God wants us to be is And he seated us, and truly he seated us with him with Christ in the heavenly realms. So, when God called us, the place that he had ordained for us to be is higher place. You know, when you are on land, you see a few kilometers ahead of you. But when you are lifted up from the ground, you can see farther. You can see what you are not able to see. You have authority, and you have more strategy. And that's here what God wants us. As we seek the Lord, we'll be in the heavenly places, as if we'll be seated in the high heavenly places. We can plan with God. We can think with God. We can act and execute with God. And that's what God wants you. And that's why God wants you to seek him. To be seated with Christ in heavenly places. And from that place, and from that perspective, you will look to the plans of God. And you will start to see what God is seeing, and what God is planning, and what God is looking forward for you to be and to achieve. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the word of God say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Many people, they are looking forward for treasures, for worldly things, for material things, for buildings, for goals, for money, for studies, for educations, for moving to other places. They are seeking to reach these places. But God say, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek God, his kingdom, his righteousness, and the other things that you desire. God himself shall be added to you. Don't look after other things. When you look after other things, the more you look, the more you are empty. The more you lack. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The other things, the Lord himself will be added to you. Seeking God is returning to the Lord. And that is repentance. And as there is repentance in your life, turning away from sin, then shower of blessing. God will shower into your life. And the things that we must know as we seek the Lord, the first things we will do is repentance. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the Lord say to Solomon, Book of 2 Chronicle, Book of 1 Chronicle, chapter 7, chapter 14, verse 7. Book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 7. Yes, book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and verse 14. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and he say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So here the promise of the Lord, if my people are called by my name, the Christian, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. So it needs humility, prayer, and seeking the face of God. Once they seek the face of God, once you seek the face of God, then the next stage is turn from their wicked ways. There's repentance. God will reveal to them their sin, reveal to us our sin. Then when we repent, the word of God says, then when I hear from heaven, the Lord will listen and will forgive their sin, and God will forgive us and will heal our lands, will heal us, will deliver us, and bring us back from captivity, and will bestow on us more a blessing. And that's the value of seeking the Lord. There's a story of King Asa in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. He's a good king, and he started to seek the Lord. Let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 15. From verse 1 onward, and we will see what is the value of seeking the Lord. What is the value to be near God? What is the value to draw near to the Lord and seek His face? I read it from verse 1. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Odid. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. He told it to him clearly. If you seek the Lord, he will be found by you. You will meet him. You will know the will of God. But if you forsake him, he did not say if you will not seek God. That means if you don't seek God, you are forsaking God. The Lord also will forsake you. If you don't search for God, don't look for God, he will also not look for you. He will not care for you. Verse 3, for a long time Israel was without true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. He's telling him that there is no word of God, there is no teaching, there is no people who discipline and correct. As it was in the past, and the people, they were in distress. They called upon the Lord. On those days, it was not safe to travel about, for the inhabitants of the land were in a great turmoil. When the people are away from God, when they don't seek the Lord, there are more problems and more turmoils. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. When you don't seek the Lord, when people are away from God, especially the believer, God will give more problems, because God is upset. God is sad. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. He's telling to King Asa, don't be enticed with the evildoer. You continue to seek the Lord. You continue to do His will and His commands. When Asa hears these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Odid, the prophet, he took courage. And I pray the message will give you courage to seek God and to do what is right and just. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the town he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. First things he do, he remove the idols. At that time there were many idols. At this time there are also many idols. Idols of Catholic, idols of other false religions, idols of Buddhists and Muslims and Hindus. In addition to all that they are idols that's in the heart. Tradition and practices that contradict the word of God are idols. And God call you today to repent and remove all that. Lust, greed, injustice, immoralities, corruption, unforgiveness, hatred, all these are idols. And God wants you to clean your heart from that. What King Asa did also, he repaired the altar. At that time, at the temple of the Lord, there was a big altar, bronze altar. On that bronze altar, the people, they bring their burnt offerings, sin offerings, and they offer it to the Lord. That is not their tithes. Apart from their tithes and offering, there are burnt offerings, fellowship offerings, sin offerings. They bring a big bull or a sheep or a goat, and they give it to the Lord. When that altar was broken, these things are not coming to God. So where they are bringing it? They are bringing it in the wrong direction. So what he did? He told them, we're going to repair the altar. And that is the meaning of it. You need now to offer to God a burnt offering. Not offer it to demons or idols or your own ambition or your own plans. You know, when you speak about burnt offering, somebody make a big bowl burnt offering. It's a big amount of money. It's a hard work. And he bring it to the Lord. Now, if that is not there, that things will be offered to idols. You know, the first thing you need to offer to God is yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And then you discern what are the things that you are offering but not to God. Many people, their whole hard work and labor, they give it to in a wrong direction. They will give it for their own ambition, their own plan, or for traditional things. But here today, God wants you that all your resources, all your effort, your time, your future, your talents, your gifts, all will be for the glory of the Lord. We'll continue. Then he assembled all Judah and Benjamin and all the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who had settled among them, for a large number had come over to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Here is not only you who need to seek the Lord. All the people with you. It's not enough King Asa who seek the Lord, but all the people with him. Not only Judah, but all the other cities, all the other tribes, all the other people. How the other people will come with us and seek the Lord? When we seek the Lord, then they will see the blessing of God in our life. Then they will be challenged to seek the Lord with us. Verse 10. They assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. At that time, they sacrificed to the Lord 700 of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats from the plunder they had brought back. 700,000 head of cattle, 700 sheep and goats. It's a large amount of sacrifices. Where that were before? There, these before were directed into wrong things. Same for you. Where are you bringing your money and your time and your effort? With the bad friends and bad people, or your own ambition, your own plans, and your own treasure and pleasure? Wake up. God wants you today to repent. In verse 12, they enter into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their hearts and soul. God wants you today to make a covenant, that you start to seek Him. start to follow him. All who would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, were to be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. Those who are at that time, those who were not willing, they say if those who are not willing, we will put them to death. It means that there is no way. Everyone should seek the Lord. And for us, how we apply this? We come to seek the Lord. You decide to seek the Lord. Those who does not seek God, you have to be away from them. There's no other way for you. Because this is part of the covenant. Bad company corrupt good character. The Bible also tell us, those who walk with the wise grow wise. But the companion of fools suffer harms. As you seek the Lord, the Lord will lead you to repentance. To repentance. And one point of repentance is to connect your connection with evildoers. Even believers who are not committed to the Lord and they are not willing to follow God exactly, you need to cut your relationship with them. They need to repent. If they are not willing, then you go forward with the Lord. And those who are willing to follow and seek God. They took an oath to the Lord with loud acclamation, with shouting and with trumpets and horns. They are happy. It's a joy. It's a great joy to seek the Lord. It's a great happiness and gladness to seek the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. It's amazing things. It's something make you glad. Amen? In verse 15, all Judah rejoiced about the oath because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. And that is here the value of seeking God. There's rejoicing, there's peace, there's deliverance, break of bondages, and there's rest. Rest round about on every side. As you see God wholeheartedly, God will give you rest and peace on every side. God will take care of the enemy, he will deal with them. You don't need to go and fight. He will fight the battle for you. He will sleep. Overnight, he will finish many problems and finish many troubles. The Lord today is calling you to make a covenant with him and to seek him. Kneel down at your feet and say to the Lord, lead me your way, in your ways, O God. Search me, O Lord. Tell him, Lord, show me my sins. With a willing heart, Lord, show me my sins and my wrongdoings. And guide me, Lord, to the steps that you want me to be, O God. Lead me, O God. I am seeking your face, Lord. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, I seek. Lead me, Lord, in your ways. Show me my shortcomings. Show me my iniquities. Show me my hidden sin. Show me my mistakes, O God, so that I would repent. And you are going to refresh me. Lord, I want you to be happy with me. O God, I trust your hand. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for everyone who prays this prayer from his heart. Lord, reveal yourself to him. And bless him, Lord, and guide him in the way that you want him to be. And even as a church, as we seek your face, all of us, O God, we claim that we will be found by you and we will repent from our wrongdoings. And we will receive your blessing, eternal life. And we will be sitting in the heavenly realms with Christ, looking forward to the plans and the will of God in our life. O Lord, bless us Enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in Christ's name. Amen.